Now we're going to go to Sarah Blythe, the Executive Director for the Overdose Prevention Society. 10 minutes.
Hi, thank you, Madam Chair. thanks for having me here today. I guess I want to start with sort of a personal story about going to California in the 90s and going to work there and living with a bunch of young people and lots of people went to school, everybody that, you know, had jobs in the sports, entertainment industry, music industry, and everybody was using meth and speed. Everybody, just, you know, in order to get through school, the pressures of working all the time. And I think, you know, what had happened was that it just became so common and so easy. And now it's all across the states. People are using crystal meth, and it's actually just recently come here. And I'm going to get into my thing here. Okay. It's really actually quite easy to access in schools as well these days. My son's in school, and he says drugs are just so easy for young people to get access to that it's incredible. And it's not surprising that, you know, if young people are using drugs that they would use them later on in life. So first off, thank you. And I'm the Executive Director of the Overdose Prevention Society located in the downtown east side of Vancouver. Our facility includes an outdoor smoking area that seats 13 people, and it's one of only two in Canada. We also have an indoor area that seats 13 people, which is an injection area. So we see up to about 700 people a day at our site. We're located in an alley of one of two most alleys that are used for drug users in Canada. So it's one of the busiest sites. It's on par with Insight right now. At our site, no one's ever died. Around half of our participants use crystal meth now. Many use it in conjunction with heroin and fentanyl, including speedballs, which is both at the same time. The reason people use crystal meth is, I mean, obviously it takes away some of the pain and suffering, but it's cheap and it lasts longer than most other drugs. In the downtown east side, you know, many of the drug users are usually using most regularly what's cheapest and easiest to attain, and crystal meth is definitely one of those. People that use stimulant drugs like meth and cocaine are also at risk of overdose from fentanyl and other contaminants. Safe supply means pharmaceutical-grade stimulants that are easily accessible to people. So getting people safe access to drugs that include crystal meth would be probably one of the better things that you could do, just in terms of getting people a stimulant that's not going to be contaminated with everything under the sun. A lot of the behaviors that people are experiencing in illness is from the contamination. They use like laundry detergent, they use pig dewormer, there's fentanyl in the crystal meth, there's everything that you could possibly imagine, and we have no idea how some of these things affect behavior or even the people's liver. Long-term health effects of that is just incredible. It's really, in the downtown east side especially, everything's made out of garbage. Like anything you can imagine is in there, and it's really quite horrible. And we know that because we test the drugs. So we do testing of drugs, and we can test up to, I think, 100,000 different things. So we can see that they're highly contaminated. We see people who have been awake for days quite frequently. This can lead to psychosis, paranoia, violence, hallucinations, and hospitalization. Unfortunately, hospitals don't have the capacity to deal with this. The other night, we brought a woman who's homeless, who uses our site frequently. She also volunteers with us. She uses a combination of drugs. It took us one of our volunteers 4 hours waiting at the hospital for her to get in, and she was released immediately untreated and came back to us. So we're constantly, we're capable. I've been down there for working for 12 years, so I'm capable of helping people in these situations, but it's really challenging, and it's really difficult that the hospital system can't accommodate it. It's just overwhelmed with other situations, including the overdose crisis in general. Meth, like opiates, are frequently made with toxic. I think I've did that one. Recommendations to improve health outcomes for drug users would be safe alternative prescriptions with known potency and ingredients, safe harm reduction supplies, safe smoking sites. People are turning to shooting drugs because there's no place to be seen safely using smoking drugs, so they're then injecting them or just learning to inject them. So it's really important that we give people a safe smoking area, which in BC and actually in Edmonton, they have a state-of-the-art facility, but which isn't, I don't think, necessary. I think you can have some of these as really basic pop-up services in the crisis that can help people immediately that are not that high cost. The truth is the high cost is to continue on with these crises the way that they are and criminalizing them and criminalizing people and having people do crime, having people do survival sex trade, women putting themselves at risk. That's going to be the high cost long-term for Canada. Doing the right thing by getting people, safe places to use, treated by professionals, safe access to drugs that won't harm them or cause damage to them is really what is needed. And it will, it will reduce crime, all of the things that I think that it would be really important. Rehabilitation includes a safe supply. Detox includes safe drug alternatives. So getting people onto something that's not going to hurt them long term. If there's a lot of people that we see that have mental health, they have physical health, they have permanent conditions that are really painful, terminal cancer, things that you may need something for the rest of your life. But, they're self-medicating on things that are going to hurt them and actually make things worse for them. And so we really need to just figure out how to help these folks. And there's a lot of simple ways of doing it. Thank you.